fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, it's almost impossible to really describe just how devious and diabolical the LGBTQ left-wing really is. I mean, these are seriously diabolical, devious people. And look, I'm a tough guy. I'm a single guy in my 30s. I don't take crap from these people, but they like to prey on the innocent. They like to prey on the people they view as weak. And so this latest example is just that. Now, one of the most deranged of these trans influencers is a guy named Jeffrey Marsh, who literally is cut out of Silence of the Lambs. I mean, it's like a cutout of the guy. Wears women's clothes and makeup, but has the 5 o'clock shadow, talks like a guy and everything. And so a woman recently was calling him out for his involvement with children, and she has since been doxxed, threatened, and is now reporting on that. So you come after one of these perverts targeting children, they come after you, they threaten you and your family like they did with this lady.
So I just got an email saying pretty much a threat, saying they know where I live. And what scares me the most is they have got my daughter's details on the email, like what time I leave to drop them to school, pick them up. And it's not a coincidence because both of my daughters, they go to two different schools, so they know. They've given the school details and everything. So, my daughters are involved now in this. As some of you might know, that my car was damaged in this whole thing. I was getting not very nice videos and now emails with a lot of details on that email. So I'm done. I don't want to do anything. I'm not going to talk about Jeffrey Marsh. I've deleted everything, removed it. If you guys want to go ahead, but please don't come to my house. Do you just get on with your life, I'll get on with mine. You guys want me to say I'm sorry? Fine, I'm sorry. Please don't come at me, don't come to my house, don't do anything with me. Because I'm just one person, and specifically 4 or 5 of you have kind of done stuff. Like, some of you have found old pictures of me and uploaded it on TikTok without my hijab. So you guys have done that. I know you guys are gonna take the mickey out of this video. So, but my main thing is, please don't continue this. I'm sorry. Please don't come for my kids.
Now, it's sad because people are going to learn just how violent and despicable and devious, diabolical, just hate-filled these leftists are. And, you know, it's been years removed now, but I had these people come after my family, and I've had family members move, and I've had them come after me, and I've had to move. And I don't talk about this stuff on air because I just don't want to give them the airtime. I don't want to put wind in their sails. But no, these are sick people, truly sick, deranged people. And it's sad to see what that woman has had to go through. Now, here's what Jeffrey Marsh issued in a response after that lady was doxxed and tormented and tortured. Here's what Jeffrey Marsh issued as a response. What do you think about this?
What do taxidermists do for work? Stuff.
Yeah. That's who you're dealing with, folks. I'm speechless.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad, the last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Nosing it, aren't they? Chasten Buttigieg, that's Pete Buttigieg's anal lover. He says, an honest question for you, Mike Pence. After your attempted joke this weekend, if your grandchild was born prematurely and placed on ventilator at 2 months old, their tiny fingers wrapped around yours as the monitors beep in the background, where would you be? As if you actually had a baby. As if two men actually had a baby. No, Chasten Buttigieg, you did not have a baby. You did not stick yourself into Pete's butt and have a baby. Don't sit here and act like you have any idea what it's like to be a mom. Don't sit here and act like you have any idea what it's like to make a baby. You fraud, that you would steal that from women. That you would steal that from women in Women's History Month. You are sick freaks to sit there and act like because you adopted a baby and now you're sitting in a hospital pretending like you just gave birth, pretending like you're sitting in a hospital ward. Oh, I just gave birth. Oh my gosh, the birthing pains. Like, oh, look at that. Look. It's just unbelievable. But see, here's what it is. The whole goal is to overwrite reality with their ideology. Men can be women. Men can get pregnant. No, they can't. No, they can't. And no matter how many times you say it, and no matter how much you commit to that, it doesn't exist. And just because you and Pete went to the hospital and put on a bunch of hospital gowns and masks and you know, pretended like you had IVs stuck to your arm and sitting in a hospital bed holding a baby like you just gave birth, and then you're going to share that picture and virtue signal like, oh, you just don't understand what it's like, Mike. No, you don't understand what it's like. And you never will. Because you're not a woman and you're not having sex with women. That's how you make a baby. You're a fraud. And to use that picture and act like, oh, I know the pains of a woman. I know the pains of a mother. I know what it's like to be in a hospital with a newborn. No, you don't. All right. We're having a Monday here. We're having ourselves a Monday. These people are just sick. And we know what they like to do. They like to false flag and they like to play the victim like Jussie Smollett. They love to play the victim like Jussie Smollett. And so what do you have? You have black Democrats that go around and spray paint the N-word everywhere and then blame white people. Turns out it's them. They get caught. You have Jewish people that have gone to Jewish cemeteries, kicked over tombstones and said, look, we're victims. And then they get caught. It's always leftists. It's always liberals. And now you had a situation where a pedophile went and sprayed groomer all over D.C. areas where they were doing drag queen story time because they wanted to pose as the victim. So you remember that story? Look, conservatives go out and vandalize churches and schools that groom children and spray groomer on the door. Remember, they used that to say, oh, look, it's proving there's violent conservatives. Look, it's proving it's a hate group. Turns out, no, that was one of yours. That was one of yours. It was one of your little pedophiles. Elementary school librarian is arrested for having stash of child pornography. He also sprayed groomer across D.C. during Pride Week and drag story hours and has now been arrested for having a stash of child pornography and a child-sized doll in his bed. Good God. Again, I'm a minimal government. I'm a government minimalist, truly. But again, it's getting to a point. If somebody goes and buys a child-sized doll that's for that, I mean, do you even give them a... What are you doing? Like, it's like, oh, a conservative was posting about the Second Amendment on Twitter. We need to follow him. Oh, look at this Trump supporter. He's tweeting out links about the CIA and the FBI and assassinating JFK. And, oh, we need to put them on a list. So he got all these conservatives on all these different lists, all these conservatives getting censored, debanked, having their guns taken, putting in jail. All of this stuff is going on. Meanwhile, you've got pedophiles buying child sex dolls, sharing child pornography, going around spraying groomer on buildings to play the victim. I can't even keep my head on straight with the amount of predators that Alex Rosen is having arrested on a weekly basis now. Cassidy Campbell, all of them. These freaks are everywhere. And your government is more concerned with making sure a conservative doesn't have free speech, making sure a conservative doesn't have a Second Amendment, or even putting a conservative in jail than they are about stopping actual pedophiles. Let's not forget there was just that Democrat mayor who got arrested. Pete Buttigieg's mentor got arrested for distributing child porn. Oh, didn't hear about that. Oh, and then Chasten Buttigieg is going to come out and say, Mike Pence doesn't know what it's like to have a baby. Tell us about that mayor in Collins Park, Maryland that you guys knew that was distributing child porn. Did you know about that? You have any emails from him? What about your friend Sam Brinton going around stealing people's luggage and wearing their clothes, posting it on social media? Anything on that? No, you guys are sick freaks. So yes, I am a government minimalist, but I'm going to tell you what, this depraved activity is getting so out of hand that I would probably either be neutral or even support government going after these perverts and shutting them down. This is coming from a government minimalist. You guys are out of control. You are out of control. What you're doing to yourselves is one thing. Now what you're doing to the children and what you're doing to the communities, you're out of hand. And I'm not going to sit here and be gaslit by Pete Buttigieg's butt lover telling Mike Pence to shut up because he doesn't know what it's like to have a little baby on his lap like he's given birth to one. No, you guys are out of control. With your Jeffrey Marshes and your what's that other guy's name who does the tampon commercials now? No, you're out of control. And so let me tell you this. As a government minimalist, if you have me sitting here pondering what type of government action can be done to stop you perverts and freaks, just wait. Just wait until middle America catches up that aren't government minimalists. They will cheer. They will beg to have you removed from any of your influence and power from the school system and the community. They will beg. You better back off now. You better stop it now. Stop pretending men can be women. Stop pretending men can get pregnant. Stop sharing the child porn. Stop grooming the children. Stop doing drag queen stripper time for kids events. Stop it. You better stop it now or it's really going to be bad for you. You don't get it, do you? You really think this is a free ride? You really think you're going to get this to become full pedophilia, sexualization of everything? No, you're going to get stopped. So you better stop yourself before the government or the people of this country decide we're going to stop it for you. because you're not going to like it then. And yes, you will be charged as child abusers. You need to stop. You're out of control. You've lost your minds. But keep it up, because I'm going to be the least of your concerns. I'm just years ahead. I'm just light years ahead. I'm just around the curve. And I'm just telling you, as a government minimalist, as somebody that hates government intervention, if there starts to be government intervention, I'm not talking about removing your pornography books and your gay grooming books from the classroom. I'm talking about you go buy a sex doll, a kid's sex doll, you're on a list. You're a gay couple thinking about adopting kids or posting pictures on the internet with your kids, watch out. I'm not going to be your problem. You're out of control. It's going to be common sense stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, you see that free speech is under unprecedented attack. You see that the watering holes, the oases of truth, are more vital than ever, and people are coming for the truth, but the enemies of free thought and of a livable, good civilization are under attack because the people are hungry. We can't do this without you. We aren't funded by the globalists. We're not funded by the billionaires. We're not funded by George Soros and the deep state. We're funded by you, and we have great products you need. But you have to make the decision that you want to get great products and you want to keep this broadcast on the air and continue to change the world. There's not a place anywhere in the world that you could support a broadcast that's having a bigger effect than this operation. Now, all of our toothpaste has been sold out, our whitening toothpaste, you name it, and it's going to be coming back in soon. But my dad, who's a retired dentist, worked on this for over a year, from Dr. Jones Naturals, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, turmeric toothpaste. But when you read the ingredients that he designed from a lot of deep research, it's got zinc and other key minerals and vitamins in it, not just concentrated turmeric that's anti-inflammatory and that re-energizes your cells and your gums and really helps clean your teeth. You know, the mouth is where the digestive system begins. That's why so many drugs and supplements you take under the tongue are in the mouth, because it gets the very best absorption, even per capita, better than the gut. And so this goes into your gums, into the nerves of your teeth, into your body, into damaged tissues, and does incredible things. It would take me a few minutes to read all of the natural organic ingredients that are in Dr. Jones Natural Turmeric Toothpaste, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's non-fluoride. It's a big tube. It's super high quality. And this is going to be the next frontier of toothpaste. We got samples in a few months ago. I love it. My five-year-old daughter loves it. My wife loves it. My adult grown children, I've given tubes to them. They love it. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's in stock right now at InfoWarStore.com. Turmeric toothpaste, non-fluoride, at Dr. Jones Naturals. And again, the ingredients in this are amazing. It's got high-quality essential oils in it. It's got natural systems to help polish and clean your teeth. It does so much. So get your non-fluoride, fluoride-free turmeric toothpaste from Dr. Jones Naturals at InfoWarsStore.com. I was looking at the back of this toothpaste and just reading the ingredients. My dad threw the kitchen sink at this. Most toothpaste are a bunch of fillers. Most toothpaste only have a few ingredients to do you any good. This does not have fillers. This is as good as you're going to get. I really hope you'll try it out. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste, a true maverick, an original proprietary product, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Please make the decision to take action now. Get a great product to keep us on the air. I thank you for your support. And we're not getting what humans always thought was key, the bone broth. 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 What in the world? Mm. But now with the milk, I was like, whoa, this has milk in it. Whoa. It tastes like good. Damn, this tastes so good. Mm. Tastes like the best milkshake ever.
Best milkshake ever.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa. We'll be right back.
you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, I'm not trying to get back into the Silicon Valley Bank situation here. But now people are noticing how they were doing affirmative action hires and diversity hires and quotas. Oh, yes. Marvelous. Marvelous indeed. A tasty treat. And there were lines and bank runs happening all across the country today. Not too bad, but the media not really hyping it up and not really playing it, which again tells me they're not ready to pivot to the central banking digital currency, at least not with this current story, and that they're actually trying to cover this up because it probably has something to do with leftist politics, whether that's diversity hires or the green new energy deals or maybe a little bit of both, or just the general problem you're going to have with banks if everybody tries to go get their money. It's not going to happen. Now, let's just try to conclude there with the last subject with a little comedy here. This is a Brazilian congressman, Nicolas Ferreira, who puts on a wig during International Women's Day so that he has to be heard. It's in Portuguese. I'm debating whether or not to read it in English. It's almost just better in Portuguese, but we have a large listening audience, so I'll go ahead and read the captioning as well. Here it is, Brazilian Congressman Nicolas Ferreira puts on the wig so that you must hear him as a woman. Today, I identify as a woman, Congresswoman Nicole, and I have something very interesting to talk about. Women are losing their space for men who feel like women. And so you can have an idea of how dangerous that this is, you can ask, what is the danger of that, Mrs. Nicole? I will answer. They want to impose a reality that is not real. Me, for example, I can go to jail in case I'm convicted of transphobia. And why? Because I cursed? Because I said someone should die? No, it's because on International Women's Day, 2 years ago, I congratulated XX chromosome women. This is, in fact, an imposition. You agree with what they are saying. Otherwise, you are transphobic, homophobic, and prejudiced. And I am not here defending myself, my freedom. I am here so I can defend your freedom. The freedom, for example, of a father refusing to allow a 6.5-foot man, a grown-up man, to enter the same restroom as his daughter without being considered transphobic. Freedom for women, for example, who are losing their space in sports, losing their space in beauty contests. And think about it. A person that feels like something and imposes it on you, Apple, for example, today is honoring Women's Day, a man who feels like a woman, and is even an obesity activist. Hershey's, for example, also put a man who feels like a woman in an advertising campaign for women. Now I'm going to take it off because I'm gender fluid, and then I'm back to being Nicholas, a man. To say, women, you owe nothing to feminism. On the contrary, feminism exalts women who did nothing for women, and it goes on from there. But the point is obviously landed at this point. Just because you put on a wig does not make you a woman. And if you're a feminist promoting putting on a wig, making you a woman, you're not a feminist. But this is the mental disorder that is so commonly known as liberalism in the modern era. And that's what we are dealing with here. All right. Maybe super male or super female vitality from InfoWarsStore.com can help with the confusion. Maybe. Supermail or Supermail Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com can help with the confusion, but I'm not sure. These people are seemingly lost. Here's one thing I am sure of. You're not going to find a better nootropic on the market than BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra from InfoWarsStore.com. I do not go on the air without BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra. I've got the BrainForce Ultra here on my desk today. In fact, I'm almost out here. I'm going to probably have to get some more. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't even consider, I wouldn't at least, consider going to a big pharmaceutical product to deal with mental focus, clarity, or energy problems that they want to pump into your children. Give BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra a try, at least before you do that. And my guess is you'll find them to be extremely effective, as I have. So you can get both of them 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember to use coupon code LETSRIDE at checkout. Coupon code LETSRIDE at checkout will get you an additional 10% off your entire order. Why is it coupon code LETSRIDE? Because if I can get if I can cross a threshold of sales with that coupon code, we will be out in the InfoWars truck this weekend trolling South by Southwest. Now, come on. Who doesn't want to see that? So go to InfoWarsStore.com, use coupon code LETSRIDE, and let's ride this weekend in the InfoWars truck trolling liberals at South by Southwest. And I got to tell you, I'm assuming we're going to make the threshold, and I've got something up my sleeve. I've got something fun up my sleeve you're not going to want to miss. All right. Okay, let's, because I'd like to take calls today. I do have a bunch of other news, but I'd like to take at least one segment of calls. So let me get through some of these video clips and then give out the phone number, maybe in the next segment. This was from the Oscars last night. Nobody's watching. Nobody cares. It's all a bunch of liberal crybabies now. But listen to what Jimmy Kimmel said as he was hosting the Oscars. Again, it's the same thing. I never said shut down the government. Anthony Fauci said it hundreds of times on camera, recorded, on tape, press conferences. It's like, okay. The Democrat congresswoman in the hearings last week. I didn't ask for resources. You literally just asked for resources. That was literally the last thing you said. And so now the issue on the January 6th footage. Listen, Jimmy Kimmel inserts this Democrat propaganda to the Oscars last night.
Editors can turn 44,000 hours of violent insurrection footage into a respectful sightseeing tour of the Capitol.
That's funny, Jimmy. Little Jimmy. Here's an idea then. Let's just release all the footage. That puts that comment to rest, doesn't it? No, that's what the Democrats, the January 6th committee, and the mainstream media did, was took 44,000 hours of footage, whittled it down to 10 minutes to make it look as violent as possible. So sure, you can do that with the other side of the spectrum. And you could take 10 minutes of 44,000 hours of footage and make it look as least violent as possible. Absolutely. 100%. I agree, Jimmy. So let's release all of it. Oh, here's where we run into a disagreement then, isn't it? Why doesn't Jimmy Kimmel, why doesn't the Democrat Party, why doesn't the mainstream media want all 44,000 hours released? And why do I, a January 6th defendant? Why do the lawyers representing the January 6th defendants want it released? Why do Trump voters and supporters want it released? Why do Fox News hosts want it released? So fine, Jimmy, you're right. Anybody can edit 44,000 hours of footage down to whatever they want perceived. So let's just release all the footage, Jimmy. You guys don't want that. Because it wasn't Tucker Carlson that deceptively edited the footage. It was you. And everybody knows it. And you know it. And that's why you don't want all the footage released. But you know what? Maybe we will get all that footage. I'm not even sure at this point it would make any difference. If you don't realize these people are just total lying scumbags at this point, then no amount of footage or evidence or reality could smack you in the face and wake you up.
The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like James O'Keefe and Tucker Carlson and countless others. So please pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste. That's so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals. And now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. And I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out, and there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and The War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book, you'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book, or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Making talk radio great again. This is The War Room.
Wow.
With Owen Schroyer.
Look at that amazing footage on the screen. That's Russians invading Ukraine, folks. Russians invading Ukraine. Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. Nope. That's our southern border being invaded. I'm sorry. My mistake. Where do you think there have been more border crossings? From Russia to Ukraine or from Mexico to the U.S.? Of course, it's not even close. We're the ones being invaded. We are the ones being invaded. There is a long going, ongoing civil war between Russia and Ukraine happening in Ukraine right now. We're being invaded. That's how that goes. Won't be seeing or hearing much of that on the news outside of Bill Melogin with Fox News. Nobody covers it. Nobody covers it. Did you hear about this one? This was, by the way, things that just kind of make you shake your head, huh? Texas trucker and stalker kills podcaster and her husband after climbing through window of their home. Texas trucker, 38, stalked married Seattle tech podcaster, 33, for 18 months by parking outside her house, bombarding her with flowers, texts, and calls before breaking into her home to shoot her husband, and then himself after she reported him. Okay, the Texas trucker here the Texas trucker, Ramin Kadakaramarazia. Huh? The Texas trucker, Ramin Kadakaramarazia, shot and killed podcaster Zore Sadiji. I'm not intentionally butchering those names. Sadiji's husband, Mohammed Nazari, was also killed. I'm not trying to make light of this sad story, but Texas trucker. It's a Texas man. Texas man stalks and kills podcaster. I'm not trying to make any judgments about him. I could make all kinds of different judgments about him. But, Texas man. Okay, Texas man. That's what it was. Sure was. I don't want to go a full transmission without taking calls today, so I'm going to open up the phone lines. Final segment, we'll take a couple calls. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And by the way, if you don't get in one segment today, I will be live later tonight. Owen Schroer live Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. on rumble.com/Owen. And I usually take a lot of calls then, and I don't have any breaks, so I can take calls all night. Rumble.com/Owen. I'll be there later. If you can't get in here, maybe you can get in with me later on Owen Schroer Live. On the free speech issue, listen to this shocker. Tucker Carlson, on a podcast, dropped this over the weekend here in Clip 8.
The NSA broke into my Signal account, which I didn't know they could do.
How do you know the NSA broke into your Signal?
Because they admitted it. I got a call from somebody in Washington. This person said, you know, are you going to come to Washington anytime soon? Yeah, actually, I'm going to be up in a week. Meet me Sunday morning. So I go, and this person's like, are you planning a trip to go see Putin? And I was like, how would you know that? I haven't told anybody. I mean, anybody. Not my brother, not my wife, nobody. How would you know that? Because NSA pulled your text with this other person you were texting. How did you know that?
So let me just give you a takeaway here. Your Signal messages are not actually encrypted. Nothing on your phone is actually encrypted. Now, there have been cases in the past where Apple refused to cooperate with FBI during criminal investigations. But if they can get past your password, they can get into anything they want. So if you want your messages, quote unquote, encrypted on Signal, you actually have to put them on the timer or erase them yourself. Otherwise, they'll find and read all of them if they want to. But that's just a side note. So my question would be, who is Tucker Carlson texting? Was he texting Vladimir Putin on Signal? I don't know. The NSA certainly does. That's for sure. But here's your attacks on free speech. House Democrats attack messengers in politicization of government hearing. And again, I've been mentioning this. It was the Democrat lady, Democrat Representative Plaskett, who asked, who are your sources? The direct quote, I believe, was, where did you get the emails and texts from? AKA, who are your sources? Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger respond. They say, we're not going to give you our sources. These are whistleblowers. They're protected. Jim Jordan stops the hearing and says, excuse me, did you just ask them for their sources? And then Plaskett says, no, that's not what I did. No, that's literally what you did. And then she just says, nope, I didn't do that. How can you take these people seriously? She says, what are your sources? Jim Jordan says, did you just ask him what his sources were? No, I didn't. Nope, didn't do it. Nope, never happened. How can you take these people seriously? They have no issues lying right to your face, as obvious as a sun at high noon with no clouds in the sky.
I never shut down the government. I never said to shut down the government.
It's just like hours of footage of Anthony Fauci saying shut down the government. Eric Swalwell says Fox News popular with homesick U.S. troops. Oh, so that's nice. So homesick U.S. troops can watch Fox News and get a little comfort that there's people on television that don't hate the country. And there's hosts like Tucker Carlson that are listening to whistleblowers and care about the values that they're fighting for overseas. And it's good that Eric Swalwell recognizes that Fox News is good for our troops overseas. But, oh, He wants to ban Fox News from the military. So it's even worse. It's even worse. Eric Swalwell doesn't just want to ban Fox News. He wants to spite our soldiers overseas that enjoy it and get some pleasure from it and some calm from it. He says, screw our soldiers overseas, ban Fox News. So how many Democrats have now openly opposed free speech? So your Democrat Party is now against the First Amendment and against the Second Amendment. It shouldn't even exist anymore. Then there's the case of Doug Mackey. His trial begins this week. Here's the story of Doug Mackey, the Twitter poster who helped Trump win the election in 2016 and is now being persecuted by the Biden Department of Justice for posting memes. He goes to trial today and faces 10 years in prison. This is the situation and what it means for you. Mythpilot.substack.com has the story. The fight for anonymity and how to help Douglas Mackey and preserve free speech, a critical juncture for free speech in the United States. So because a guy who operated on Twitter under a pseudonym, Ricky Vaughn, posted anti-Hillary Clinton memes, he now faces 10 years in jail. And they could find out who he is. But they can't find out who QAnon is, can they? No, of course they could. They don't want to. It's one of them. Then you have Instagram fact-checking Elon Musk. Why? Because he said, hey, look, here's a video of Capitol Police opening the doors for Jacob Chansley. And then he shared the video of Capitol Police opening the doors for Jacob Chansley. And Instagram fact-checking groups, there's multiple ones, by the way, all said it was false. There's a Lead Stories fact checker, PolitiFact fact checker, AFP fact checker, and they all said it was false. It's literally a video of police escorting Chansley around the Capitol, and all the Democrat fact checkers said it's false. Don't believe your own lying eyes. Don't believe reality. Men can get pregnant. Men can be women, Elon Musk replied. The Capitol Police literally opened the Senate chamber door for him on the camera. But who are you going to believe, Instagram fact checkers or your own lying eyes? Folks, I'm telling you, you know, average liberals, centrists that don't hate this country and don't hate you and hate the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, they're going to be abandoning this ship soon. I mean, these people are so out of control. The obvious lies. I didn't ask for your sources. I never said shut down the government. That's not Jacob Chansley with Capitol Police. Like, normal people are starting to realize what sickos Democrats are.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone, in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
You are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individuals. I totally resent
and it could
that.
Have been.
And if anybody and it could is have lying been. Here, Senator, it is you.
Do you think that Dr. Fauci intentionally lied under oath to Senator Paul when he vehemently denied NIH's funding of gain-of-function research?
I think there's no doubt that NIH was funding gain-of-function research.
Is it likely that American tax dollars funded the gain-of-function research that created this virus?
I think it did, not only from NIH, but from the State Department, USAID, and from DOD.
So, in your expert opinion, was the Wuhan Institute conducting gain-of-function research on
absolutely
coronaviruses? Thank you.
Dr. Redfield,
Did you agree, in your opinion, with Dr. Anderson's assessment at the time that this virus did look engineered?
It was very disconcerting to me. It looked like this virus was engineered.
In one sentence, can you provide a definition of gain-of-function research?
I think it's to take a pathogen and try to increase one of two things or both, to increase its transmissibility or its pathogenicity.
Has gain-of-function stopped a pandemic, in your opinion?
No, on the contrary, I think it probably caused the greatest pandemic our world has seen.
There should be 10 million people in D.C. demanding the arrest of Bill Gates, Fauci, Klaus Schwab, the Google heads, the Facebook heads. These people are building weapons to kill everybody. They're all eugenicist, depopulationist on record. They are mad scientists. It must be stopped now.
I don't know, guys. Do you think the beard is intimidating? Do you think it's too much?
Yeah, I mean, it looks pretty good, but I don't know, it's just a beard.
It's just not that intimidating, dude.
Just a beard, huh? What about...
I gotta go to the bathroom. Dude, that's intimidating, man. That's freaking awesome. You're on in 5.
Get your hair and beard formula at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sexy.
And intimidating.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, final segment here of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We got some callers on the line that want to talk about the SVB bank collapse. In fact, we had a caller whose business crashed because of it. He just dropped off. Maybe he'll call back in. A couple things before we do take the calls. This is an interesting development, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to provide you any further commentary. Just going to give you the story here. Woman claiming to be Maddie McCann submits DNA test. Remember Maddie McCann? The young British girl who got kidnapped in Portugal in 2007 with that famous computer-generated image of the suspects? Well, a young Polish woman thinks she might be Maddie McCann and has reached out and touched base with the family and their lawyers, and they are now submitting a DNA test to find out if she is indeed Maddie McCann or not. Now, some people think she might be doing this for internet clout. She claims otherwise, saying that she was brought up, abused, and has a lot of questions about her childhood that she doesn't know, and she thinks that she looks similar enough to that young girl that it might be her. I will certainly be monitoring that. That is a crazy development. In that story, powerful nor'easter could bring snow, heavy rain to New York City as winter lingers on. Might be a serious one, too. You saw that invasion we showed you on the screen at our southern border in the last segment. Red Cross provides illegal immigrants with maps and tips about how to cross border into the U.S. It comes in their little manila folder with their bank card and everything else in it. As well. And there was a weird story out of Vermont. United flight sparks massive response in Vermont after disturbing note found in bathroom. Somebody left a threatening note in the bathroom. They shut down the flight, took it to a far isolated spot on the tarmac, brought in a bomb squad, investigated everybody on the flight and found nothing. That was just a weird one there. All in the news today. And then final thing before we take a call. The Secretary of the Army, Christine E. Warmworth. Remember, last week and the week before, she was talking about how great women are and trans women and how gay the military is. Well, now they want straight white men, I guess. And now they have a straight white man as they're promoting joining the military. Joining the U.S. Army is a tremendous opportunity. If you are the type of person that seeks challenges and wants to push yourself to achieve something you didn't think was possible, we have some opportunities for you. Be all you can be. Sorry, you've already attacked masculine men, American patriot men, enough. I think it's too late to try to bring them back. But have fun with all your leftist twinks and gender-confused people. I'm sure that will be great when you start a war with Russia. All right, to the phone lines we go. Let's start with Stan in Pennsylvania. You're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead, Stan.
Hey, Owen. How you doing? I've been listening to you since you started at InfoWars. And I love the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Anyway, I came into work this morning, and we had an email from the president of the company stating that they were involved with that bank account, the SNL bank failure, and then another one, like, our payroll's good, we have got cash on hand and stuff like that. So that's where I'm standing now. My question is, are they going to get bailed out? Am I going to lose my job because of this?
Well, my guess is that you're probably going to be okay. What my thought is, this is probably premature, and that's why I didn't want to get into too much speculation here. But my guess is that the other account, I don't know how big the account is, but accounts that aren't, do you work at a new tech startup or like an energy, sustainable energy?
It's a tech company. We're very big. We do, and I don't want to get into the details of what I do for fear of retribution, even discussing this with you.
My guess is they're going to prop
their company.
I'm speculating here. My guess is they're going to prop this up as much as possible because they don't want this fallout. So as far as, you know, are they going to call it a bailout or how it's going to look? I think it's still speculation. They've kind of had mixed messaging. So I'd say you're probably okay for now. It sounds like your business says you're okay for now. They might want to change banks, though.
Yeah, the FDIC insurance is going to cover it,
it should cover your payroll.
I know, but the rest of the company, it's like, you know, we have investors in the company. I don't know if it's a longer story, man. I don't want to get into any gross details with it because, like I said, I'll probably lose my job if they know I'm even talking to you guys.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what I'm going to do, Stan, because I'm actually intrigued by this, because you're not the only person that called today that said that your company, your business, your job is potentially affected by this. We had other callers on the line with this too. So this might be a little more wide reaching than even I suspected. And so maybe tomorrow we'll really hone in on this. I have a special financial expert guest. Maybe we'll really hone in on this and open the calls up for this specifically with other people who've been impacted and see what they're thinking and what they're saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. So,
but I think right also, now, again, it's all speculation. I think they want to keep this under wraps. And so really they're probably going to do a bailout, but not even call it a bailout, but go ahead.
My personal bank is affected too. PNC Bank. I guess they were in cahoots with those guys as well. And I just saw an article pop up on my Google about PNC Bank stock going down like 6.7%.
Well, you listen to the War Room. I mean, I briefly tried to find the tape. I couldn't find it. We don't have an archivist here like they do on the Jones Show. But I'm sure you remember, I came on the show about a month ago and I said, get all your money out of banks. I said, I'm doing it. I would do it too.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, where are you going to put it? Get underneath the couch like our grandparents.
You got to make your own decisions, whether you want cash, whether you want precious metals, whether you want assets, you know, land, something like that. But I'm serious. I'm not trying to overuse the term minimalist here, but now I'm like cash assets in a bank minimalist now. It's like I'll keep what I need and a little, you know, safety or insurance. But other than that, I'm not. If the banks collapse and they go down and there's bank runs, it ain't going to crush me. I'm making sure that ain't going to be me. And I hope same for my audience as well. Stan, thank you for the call. Let's go to Robert in Alabama. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I just wanted to talk about, you know, all the things that are happening as far as the controlled collapse of civilization. We've had, you know, previous leaders all the way from George Washington to Eisenhower, you know, with Eisenhower's farewell address saying that a technological elite will take captive public policy, and how, you know, if you're paying attention, we've had plenty of warnings. And, I mean, we're at the point where, you know, if you're not getting right as far as material, wealth, you know, things that you can physically own as far as cash, gold, silver, you know, I don't know how many other wake-up calls you can get.
You know, and I would just throw this out there, too, and this has kind of been my mindset for a while, but I hope it doesn't get to this point in our civilization, believe me. But it will. It could come to a point, folks, where the idea of wealth is so different, is so such a different thing than what we've thought of it as the past. It's not going to be about money or even assets. It's going to be about value. What value do you have? Meaning, what value do you serve? Can you help people? Do you have a trait? Do you have a skill? Because if all this stuff goes down, that's going to be your wealth. Is what is your personal value to other people, skills, etc. And if you don't have that, and you're relying on having money in the bank, I wouldn't be so sure.
Yeah, before we're into the show, I'd like to make a plug. I just spent $100 on the InfoWars store. I'm a big fan of the toothpaste. You know, I've always been a big skeptic of toothpaste. I love all the toothpaste. I can't wait to get the turmeric toothpaste. You know, I can't wait till X2 comes back in stock. I've shown coworkers, given them samples of the Brain Force Ultra. You know, they're placing orders, and, you know, I'm going to continue to support InfoWars and continue the mission to, you know, fighting the resistance and setting brush fires in the minds of men.
Well, I appreciate that, Robert, and as long as you're supporting us, we will continue to be here. And, you know, we this is the relationship we like. You invest in us, and we give you a product, not just a product that we deliver to your front door that is great, but also a product here on every day on air that is great as well. Are you not informed? All right, Robert, thank you for the call. We're going through this. This is a funny trend happening. People do AI depictions of presidents as different roles, and now the latest is presidents as professional wrestlers is what you're seeing on the screen now. All right, that does it for the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'll be live tonight on Rumble, rumble.com/Owen, or at Owen Schroyer Live on Twitter, 8 to 10 p.m. I can't decide if I'm going to have fun tonight or cover news. I always end up covering news anyway and taking calls. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year, that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction, does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed by my dad, the last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone, with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked it.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
If you are real,
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.